Ratan Tata, the renowned industrialist and philanthropist, is also widely respected not only for his contributions to India's industrial growth but also for his compassion towards animals, particularly stray dogs. He has adopted 12 stray dogs from different parts of the country over the years and was an active supporter of animal lovers throughout his life. He also established the Small Animal Hospital, SAHM, for stray animals, providing free treatment. The hospital is well equipped with all necessary facilities, and many stray dogs and cats have benefited from the free services offered. Tanya D'Souza, a resident of Colaba, feeds cats and dogs in various locations. The Tata Group's head office in Bombay House in has become a haven for stray dogs, where around 12 dogs reside permanently. In the morning, they get a bath at 8 a.m. and then given milk and lunch at 12 p.m. Later, they are taken outside for a walk. In 2018, a kennel was built on the ground floor of Bombay House, complete with a special room, amenities, and bath facilities for the dogs. Some stray animals live there permanently, while others are welcomed as visitors and receive the same care and respect. Sneha Visaria, a resident of Fort, has been feeding 150 cats and 60 dogs in Fort and nearby areas for many years. In the evening, the dogs return to the kennel, which is equipped with air conditioning and temperature control for their comfort. They also sleep here at night. And Tata has employed 4 people specifically to care for these dogs: Mahindra Pawar, Suraj Golar, Prakash Jadhyar, and Mahesh Digankar, Praveen Salukhe and Sankar Singh, who work in the fire and safety department at Bombay House, said. Ratan Tata has always been a great supporter of stray dogs. The basement of Bombay House is a haven for these 12 dogs, and any other strays that come by are given the same royal treatment, including food. Ratan Tata monitors everything through CCTV cameras from his office. Many times, we also help feed the dogs. Animal lovers and feeders have expressed their admiration for Ratan Tata. Though many dream of meeting him, they say that even without direct contact, Tata is aware of their work and supports them through his staff. Sneha Visaria, a resident of Fort, has been feeding 150 cats and 60 dogs in Fort and nearby areas for many years. She visits Bombay House daily to feed and play with Tata's beloved dogs. One of her favorite dogs, Goa, was adopted by Ratan Tata from Goa after it was spotted running behind a colleague's car during a visit. Other stray dogs, including Sweetie, Junior, Simba, Chotu, Munni, Bushi, Jackal, and Rana also reside permanently at Bombay House. Ratan Tata has employed 4 people specifically to care for dogs at Tata headquarters. Speaking with Midday, Visaria said, "I feed cats and dogs in Fort and nearby areas. Every day, I meet Goa, Bushi, Sweetie, and Chotu at Bombay House and play with them. Though I never had the chance to meet Ratan Tata, he is aware of the feeders and has helped us many times. I also feed dogs at Bombay House, and they never stop me. They even give me extra food to distribute to the stray animals. We also receive free treatment for dogs and cats at the Small Animal Hospital built by Ratan Tata for stray animals." Tata Trust Small Animal Hospital in Mahalakshmi. Pick Ashish Rajay Visaria added, "The staff at the Bombay House offers me tea daily when I feed the animals late at night, following instructions from Ratan Tata. We have heard that he monitors his staff through CCTV to ensure that food reaches the dogs. His support has earned us respect in society." Tanya D'Souza, another animal lover, a resident of Colaba, feeds cats and dogs in various locations, including the Colaba police station area, and Ratan Tata admiring Raj Thackeray's pets at their residence in August 2013. Pick Midday Archives. She shared, "Ratan Tata has given us, as feeders, respect in society, especially in South Mumbai. I feed dogs and cats near the Taj Hotel, Gateway of India, and other parts of Colaba. The Taj staff assist me in feeding animals near the hotel, and for security reasons, I sometimes leave food with the security staff for the dogs sheltering inside the Taj premises. During the monsoon, the Taj staff also allow me to feed the dogs inside." She added, "I feed dogs named Lalu, Roni, Bozo, Axe, and YT near the Taj Hotel, and they are also given shelter inside the hotel during the monsoon. Like Visariya, D'Souza has also never met Tata but believes that he knows the feeders in the area and has provided them with support. I often receive calls from the Taj staff if any dogs are injured or sick, and I take them to the small animal hospital for free treatment, D'Souza said. And the industrialist had urged people during the monsoon season to check under their cars for stray animals seeking shelter before starting the engine, highlighting his ongoing care for stray animals, and